The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Stephen Breen with me in the meantime, who's the crime editor with the Irish Sun. Stephen, people will have heard in the headlines, or they would have read it throughout the day, that the missing persons case of Fiona Pender has been upgraded to a murder investigation. So what can you tell us?
Yeah, the Gardaí confirmed today, Kieran, that the investigation into the disappearance of Fiona Pender in August 1996 from Tullamore has now been upgraded to a murder inquiry. As part of their ongoing investigation, they have sealed off an area about 8 kilometres from Tullamore near Killalea village. And as part of that investigation, they have identified an area which they are going to search. They're expected to search the area for around a week. And it's a bit like a bogland, so it is, where they have this new information. And they're hoping that, you know, in this latest search for Fiona, who's never been found despite extensive searches over the years, that this could yield some answers for her family.
Remind us of the detail of this and the ripples it would have caused at the time, Stephen.
Yeah, well, Fiona Pender was just 25 when she went missing from Tullamore on August 23rd, 1996. She was 7 months pregnant at the time. She's, you know, over the years, one of the missing women in Ireland whose remains have never been discovered. Fiona's mother, Josephine, fought a very long campaign for answers, but sadly, Fiona's mother passed away in 2017. I remember meeting her and other members of her family at the Missing Persons Day, which is held every year, and along with other families of whose loved ones are missing. And all Josephine Pender wanted wasn't even justice for her. It was just about finding out, you know, what happened to her daughter and finding her remains. She knew all along that her daughter had been murdered, and she fought this tireless campaign, but sadly, you know, she didn't have these answers before she passed away in 2017.
And was it ever the working assumption of Gardaí investigating this as a missing persons case, Stephen, that it was linked to any of those other missing women around that time, the Jojo Dollards or the Deirdre Jacobs of this world?
Mm-hmm. No, this was a totally separate case. And I remember speaking to Josephine in the past as well, where she was adamant that she knew who was responsible for her daughter's disappearance and murder as well. I know the Gardaí have confirmed today that it is a murder inquiry. That's, you know, over the years, there's been no proof of life, no sightings of Fiona. So now the Gardaí conclusion that it is a murder inquiry, but there are no links between the other missing women who vanished in the Leinster area, you know, around that time. And it's the case of the family believing that Fiona was killed by someone who knew her.
And tell us more then about the area where this search is ongoing, how extensive it is, and how long this operation might be running for.
Yeah, it should run for a week. It's a very extensive investigation and search area. It's of an area of bogland. You know, it is quite difficult terrain, and, you know, it is quite remote as well. So the Gardaí are acting on information that they have received. So they have sealed off this area. There's also a no-fly zone for drones around it as well. So it's quite important, and it's a later stage in this investigation that they're hoping to unravel, you know, what happened all those years ago. And basically, it is a search for human remains. So the hope is that they can spend a week or so excavating the area, you know, specialist equipment brought in as well. So, and also technical and forensic examinations too over the coming days, in the hope that it can yield some answers.
Stephen, listen, thanks a million for that update. And if there are any answers between now and 7 o'clock, we'll bring it to you here on the show. Stephen Breen is the crime editor with the Irish Sun.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.